We are going to put together a public radio listeners music playlist this hour, and we'll get some recommendations from our guest and from you about music we have to hear. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, October the 5th. The song that I just played is a golden oldie. It's from the first album I ever owned. It was actually a gift to me from an older brother. It's by the Lovin' Spoonful, Do You Believe in Magic? The magic of music, the power of music. That's a song that is about how music can make us happy. And that song makes me happy. And it's something special to me. What are some songs that are special to you? And if you had to recommend one song that someone just has to hear, what would that song be? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are very happy to have with us Stephen Thompson, editor and reviewer for NPR Music. He is the founder of the AV Club, the entertainment section of the Onion newspaper. He is also a native of Iola and a graduate of UW-Madison. And he joins us from time to time to talk about music. He joins us from NPR's studios. Good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
It's great to have you back. Thank you very much for putting together some music recommendations. We asked you for some songs that you would recommend, and I see that you gave us a list of songs, and they're all fairly recent songs from this year, and I like that, new music, because I'm kind of caught in this oldies rut. So why did you select the music you selected for us?
Well, first of all, I mean, there's nothing wrong with an oldies rut. Whatever's making you happy is just fine. Certainly just fine by me. You're not going to get any argument from me. But, you know, I spend most of my time sort of digging through whatever's about to come out. And so, you know, I actually really, I kind of love that churn of always getting kind of blasted with new music. And so I brought, you know, a bunch of stuff that's just come out this year that's some of my favorite stuff that's kind of out right now. And I actually like every once in a while when I'm on vacation, that's when I'll kind of dig up older favorites and kind of go back and revisit favorites.
Yeah. So why is it that you think that music is so special to us, so powerful?
Well, I think it sort of accesses our emotions directly. I think it's got almost a subliminal quality to it where it's able to kind of penetrate our any guards that we might put up, you know, and you know, whether we're reflective people or not, I think it accesses a place of reflection and joy. And, you know, it's certainly, I can't even comprehend where my life would be without it.
Yeah. Well, tell us, why don't you just pick one song that you recommend that's on your list, and I'll tell us a little bit about it, and then I'll play a sample.
Well, I think that, you know, the first thing that I sent in, it's not quite out yet. It comes out October 30th, but it's by a singer named Cody Chestnut, who about 10 years ago put out this album called The Headphone Masterpiece. It's a very audaciously named record. And then it kind of mostly disappeared for the last 10 years. And he's a very, very kind of fussy performer, you know, really meticulously crafted music. And he's got this record coming out on October 30th called Landing on 100. And this song is just so joyful and beautiful. It's called Till I Met Thee.
Oh, I was a dead man. I was a dead man. I was asleep. Knocked me out for a minute. I was a stranger in a foreign land. Oh, till I met thee, Lord. And I want to say it again, say, I was a dead man.
Oh, that is. That's.
You can be in an oldies rut and still love that.
I love it already. And is he talking about a love or is he talking about God?
You know, I love the way a lot of music can be interpreted both ways. I don't think there's any reason that it has to be about one or the other.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. So this one comes out in, you said October the 30th.
October the 30th. And we're actually going to have that entire album up on the NPR Music website for streaming a week before that.
All right.
So anybody who wants to hear it ahead of time can go check it out.
And give us another selection of music that we have to hear.
All right, another favorite, maybe my favorite album of the year so far, and it's a little bit, probably a little bit less accessible, but it's just a wonderful, wonderful rock record by a band called Japandroids, and it's just two guys making as much noise as they possibly can in a given moment. The album is called Celebration Rock, which I just think is a perfect name for the kind of music this is. The song that I brought in is called Fire's Highway.
All right, I'm gonna be honest, Stephen. I liked the first one better.
Well, Japandroids is not gonna satisfy an oldies rut. But it's a really, really fun band. You know, the album starts out with the sound of fireworks, and it kind of keeps that going all the way through. I just think it's a wonderful record, great driving record.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We do have different songs that we like when we're in different situations or in different moods, isn't that right? I mean, it depends. If you say what's your favorite song, it might depend on favorite song for what.
Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I talk a lot about comfort music and you know, music that you want to listen to when you kind of want to slow down your blood a little bit. And you know, that's an incredibly important kind of medicinal quality that a lot of music has. But at the same time, you know, you also want to listen to music to be inspired, or to, you know, if you're working out, or if you're going for a run, or if you're washing dishes and want to be distracted. You know, there's music for every occasion and every person, and that's part of what is priceless about it.
Right. And in fact, I saw an article during the Olympics, and it was about how the Olympic athletes were, when they weren't you know, actually competing, they were listening to their iPods, and it was just getting motivated, focusing, you know, kind of getting psyched up to do their thing. And I know when I work out, I like to listen to music. I do an aerobics class, and there are certain songs that really they also energize you too.
Well, I strenuously avoid exercise at all costs.
Now, here's we have some listeners who have some of their favorite songs that they would recommend. These are songs you need to listen to. Victor in Milwaukee joins us. Hi, Victor.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning to your guests. For reflection,
morning.
I would highly recommend Marvin Gaye's What's Going On.
I love that song, Victor.
It's a wonderful combination of politics, social issues, what was going on during that time, you know, the late 60s, early 70s, you know, Vietnam War, pollution. It covered the whole nine yards. And, you know, consummate with Motown, they always had that wonderful combination of orchestra, a voice, and black rhythm and blues. So I would highly recommend that for reflection.
Oh, I love that, Victor. You know, Victor, I know you take practically an annual trip to Jamaica. Do you have a favorite reggae song?
Oh, I have several, but one of them stands out in my mind. It's by Barris Hammond. I can't think of the name of it, but that's one of my favorite.
Yeah, I just asked because I'm kind of in a little bit of a reggae mood these days, and I've been listening, of course, to an oldie, Bob Marley. But Stephen Thompson, how about Marvin Gaye, What's Going On?
I mean, if you don't have that record, please, I mean, don't stop listening to what we're saying. Just write it down, and as soon as the show is over, please pick up that record. That is, I mean, that's an all-time classic. It is absolutely wonderful. It is soul-nourishing, amazing, timeless, perfect music.
And do you have some kind of reggae song that you might, off the top of your head, be able to turn me on to?
Reggae is a little far. It's just not. It's not a style that I necessarily connect with as much.
That's fine.
So I don't necessarily have a reggae pick in my pocket at the moment. But actually, you know what? There's a singer named Taris Riley who did a tiny desk concert in the NPR music offices, and it had a beautiful way of mixing kind of reggae rhythms with a beautiful, incredibly rich voice. Taris Riley, I think it's T-A-R-R-U-S, and check him out. He's amazing.
I will. And listeners should check out that NPR desk concert, too. That's just a wonderful feature on the NPR website where you can listen to some really great music. We are talking about great music with Stephen Thompson. He is editor and reviewer for NPR Music. He has very kindly put together for us a list of some recommended songs, and we welcome your recommendations as well. We're kind of putting together a public radio listeners' playlist of the music that we love and talking about why we love the songs that we love. And we also have Bill Martins joining us for a few minutes because this is our fall membership drive, and we are asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. And Bill, we have a special thank you gift for any pledge during this hour.
We do. For a pledge of any amount, you can get a list of Stephen Thompson's songs you need to listen to. But we also went around and we asked the WPR staffers here, what would you recommend that people listen to? And we got a lot of suggestions out there. So it's a great music library at your disposal here with a pledge of any amount. Ask for the songs you need to listen to, and you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, let me thank everybody who's pledged so far during this drive, or if you're an ongoing member of Wisconsin Public Radio. But in our last hour, I have to say, wowzer, really came through. That was great. We had a goal of 25. I arbitrarily doubled that to 50, and we got 53 pledges. So there we go. That was great. That was.
So now I have to top that now.
You do.
My eggshell thin ego is on the line. So please, for the love of God, help me out here.
Let's try. We actually have a goal of 40. We won't double it. Let's say 50. Let's say 50.
I'll tell you right now, my goal is 53. I want to be 53.
All right, 53 calls of pledges of support, any amount to help support Wisconsin Public Radio, because you understand that this is listener supported radio, and because you love music, and you would like to get this list of recommendations from Stephen Thompson, who is a music reviewer for NPR Music, who joins us from time to time to talk about music. Make that pledge of any amount. Maybe it's $50. Maybe it's $500. You decide. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make that pledge and ask for the freemium, as we call it, the songs you need to listen to, your gift for any pledge of any amount.
And I know we're playing a few of them this hour just to give you a bit of a taste as to what you're going to get with this list. A lot of great music here, and I'm learning a lot already just from some of these newer selections that we've played so far, and I know there's a lot more to come. So definitely stay tuned for that and make that pledge to WPR. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right, well, let's play another. Let's take some calls. Let's tell you that you can join us at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and then we'll continue talking about songs you need to listen to. Stephen Thompson, our guest, the editor and reviewer for NPR Music. This is the Ideas Network. Well, Amanda Magnus, my director, is bebopping away in the director's booth to this song, because this is the song that she picked for a song you need to listen to. I'm not quite sure why. I guess she just likes it. She loves it. Stephen Thompson, what's wrong with Amanda?
There's nothing wrong with Amanda.
Just teasing.
That's Blondie's Heart of Glass, and it's actually a huge part of my own childhood. My sister was obsessed with Blondie, and had everything Blondie blaring at all. Blondie and the Ramones blaring at all times, and it probably was an early music discovery as far as I'm concerned. It probably played a role in my falling in love with music. So you know what, nothing's wrong with Amanda.
I'm just teasing. I actually like that song too. But I guess surprised. I don't think of Blondie off the top of my head, but I'm a different generation too. So James,
well,
and
I think it's, yeah. Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, it's not necessarily, I mean, whatever song, gives you that excitement and that connection, that's a completely valid choice.
Right. James in Sheboygan is with us. Hi, James.
Hi, how are you?
Yes. What song do you recommend?
I've got two that are really big favorites. Sir Duke is one of my favorite songs by Stevie Wonder. If you have any kind of a love for music, you should definitely listen to that song. And and the other one is Billy Joel, Piano Man.
And why do you like that one?
They're great musical pieces, and they tell great stories. And I love music from all the way back since I can remember. But these two songs definitely played a key role.
All right. Thank you, James. Let's take, I think we have an example of Sir Duke. Let's listen. Yeah, I can feel it all over, too.
You get no argument from me on that one.
Yeah, thanks very much, James, for that. What is your favorite song, or what song would you recommend? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Marion Appleton. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I just had to share, it's not quite as famous of a person, but Holly Near is one of my most famous activist female artists, and one of her songs is called A Change of Heart. And all of her music is about life stories and activism. And she has some famous and some wonderful music out there that people should take a look at.
Holly Near, I know, comes to Madison from time to time, and I'm going to certainly try to catch her the next time she does. Talk a little bit about Holly Near, if you can, Stephen, or music and activism.
Well, music and activism, I mean, that's a pretty big topic right there. I mean, Holly Near has certainly put together a pretty remarkable career for herself. I mean, she's been, my knowledge of her is primarily from, when she would come through Madison when I was living there. Music is definitely, I kind of said at the top of the hour that sort of music has a way of accessing your emotions in ways that no other medium can. And I think that it has a way of sending messages in a way that no other medium can. And so, a Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, is a perfect example, of a song, that is about sort of, looking at the world around you, and ultimately, while it's referring to a very specific set of events, you can graft that onto virtually any time in America. And so, I think, that's part of what's wonderful about music, is that it's a way of sort of accessing people's, compassion and ways of looking at the world, and is able to provide these kind of fresh perspectives.
Let me play another selection that you picked, Stephen. Let's take a listen.
This is wind and walls and weather leaves and parasails and minnows in your pockets when the rapids don't trail. This is not the future, but I sense it's right up there. Oh, just another hour, another pass, another day anywhere. And all these rites of broken sound.
All right. Well, I think I have one that I'm a new favorite. I like that.
Oh, he's great. It's a guy named Christian Mattsson from Sweden, who performs under the name The Tallest Man on Earth.
That's great.
And you know, he's about 5'7", I would guess. But he has this massive. I mean, you know, obviously Dylan is an influence, but he's got this massive kind of megaphone voice. And I've seen him perform. I saw him at the Newport Folk Festival this past summer, and you know, there were probably 2,000 people kind of crammed under this tent, absolutely hanging on this guy's every word and note. And it's just him and a guitar. He doesn't have a band around him, but it's amazing how thoroughly he can hypnotize a crowd, the tallest man on earth. And that song is called Wind and Walls from his new record, There's No Leaving Now.
Yeah, I really enjoy that.
He's terrific.
Let's see what Wanda in Orfordford recommends. Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Joy. You had a thought with me when you said music you must hear. And I'm going to be quick because my phone is losing its charge. When my youngest son was in cross country, he had a coach, a wonderful man named Bill Greer, Clinton, Wisconsin.
Oh, her phone died before she gave us the recommendation. Hey, Wanda, you weren't as quick as you said you were going to be. I'm just teasing. It was, I think it was the soundtrack from Jonathan Livingston. I guess it was Neil Diamond songs.
Okay.
Is that right, Amanda? All right. So I thought it was a Jonathan Livingston Siegel. Anyway, I'm not sure what that was. But Wanda, thank you very much for that. I think we have, let's do one more from your list, Stephen, and I'll just play this one and you can tell us about it.
Great. And I know you're right. Should just take a little time. Creek Canyon's where I'm from, and it's where you are still.
All right, I have a new favorite.
Oh my God. This one is a huge favorite of mine. It's a singer named Sarah Cahoon, S-E-R-A, Sarah Cahoon, just an amazing singer-songwriter. I always talk about this as, well, you know, I mentioned earlier, comfort music. Her music is like lying in a hammock drinking sweet tea. It is just such feel-good, feel-better, comfortable music.
We are talking with Stephen Thompson, editor and reviewer for NPR Music and contributor to many of NPR's music series. He has given us a list of music that we should listen to, and we are giving it away as our thank you gift for a pledge of support this hour. We've also included some recommendations from Wisconsin Public Radio staff members as well. Music you need to hear, WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Joy Cardine, and yes, you are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our fall membership drive, and I am joined by Bill Martins and Stephen Thompson, who is editor and reviewer for NPR Music. And we are talking about the music we love and songs that you should listen to. And we are offering you a thank you gift if you pledge during this hour. It's a list of recommended songs from our guest, NPR's Stephen Thompson. And we've also included in there a bunch of staff picks. Wisconsin Public Radio staff members have selected a piece of music that they think you should listen to. And Bill Martins, that particular selection was yours. What was that?
That was a song called Action by a British band called Saint Etienne. I was introduced to the album that song was on back when I was working at another radio station a few years ago. And I was home one day just listening to the other tracks, and I was like, wow, this song's really cool. And it just has a nice driving beat to it. I love to listen to it in the car sometimes, and I like the vocals in it. It's just, I don't know, it's just an all-around fun song. The one I actually wanted to put was my usual standby, Sausalito Summer Night by Diesel. But I used that during the last pledge drive. I figure I better not double dip.
No, we're trying to reach 53 callers here.
And you know what, Stephen? We have 11 pledges toward that 53. 11's pretty good. I mean, this is, you know, people are just getting warmed up. They're listening to these selections, and they're now going to make the decision to support Wisconsin Public Radio because you appreciate all the wide variety of discussions that you get on this program each morning, everything from politics to popular culture. And we are talking about something that's very important to all of us, and that's music and our favorite music and the power of music with Stephen. And you can make a pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and make a pledge of any amount, and we will send you this list of recommended songs. Stephen gave us his list, his picks, and Bill, a bunch of staff members from Wisconsin Public Radio also contributed.
Yeah, we got a pretty wide range of selections on this particular list here. We've got some relatively new ones from Stephen Thompson, and we've been playing those this hour. And then we have, you know, kind of a mix of genres from different times from those of us here at the WPR staff. And it's a great way to expand your music library, your playlist, and it can be yours if you ask for it. Songs you need to listen to. With a pledge of any amount to Wisconsin Public Radio, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And take care of that this hour. Again, we have a goal unofficially of 53 pledges to so Stephen Thompson can say he matched last hour's goal. We can do it.
That's we've all got I our, have.
we've got some work to do, but I know we can do it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, Stephen, I'm going to play another selection that you have on the list, and you can talk about it after we hear it.
After you said that you like me. Cufflinks and hands in wrong places and faces and creepy little moves you've made me weep, made me weep, made me weep. And if you're sad.
All right, that song makes me happy.
Yeah, it's a pretty remarkable little song. It moves through a lot of different phases. It's by a performer who calls himself Kishibashi. The song is called Bright Whites, and it's basically one guy. His name is Kei Ishibashi. He's performed with a band called Of Montreal, and when he performs live, it's him and a violin, and he'll create a little bit the way a performer named Andrew Bird does, where he creates little sounds and then loops them to create this bigger and bigger and fuller and bigger, beautiful sound. He's actually performed a Tiny Desk concert. If you go to the NPR website, you can find a full performance by him. But that's one of my favorite songs of the year. It's just one of those gigantic, kind of like an Edward Sharpe in the Magnetic Zeros home where everybody loves it. And it's in all the commercials, and it's on Glee. To me, this song feels like kind of the next song like that.
It's a really catchy number.
Yeah, I love it.
It's really, really catchy. And speaking of catchy, actually, Bill, you mentioned Saint-Étienne. Saint-Étienne has a great record that came out this year, and the single from it is Tonight. I highly, if you're a Saint-Étienne fan, do not sleep on their new record. It's wonderful.
Hmm. Good to know. I'll have to check that out.
And you know, our goal here is our goal here is to get people, you know, to kind of trigger people's passions about music. It's what, you know, it's certainly what animates me. It's what animates a lot of us at NPR Music. And, you know, I just want to put in a few words for, you know, and it's not just me trying to get people to 53 calls, but it really is. You know, public media, public radio, you know, is not only about news and information. Those things are incredibly important, but also about cultural discovery and sort of cultural sharing and kind of becoming connected to things that really enrich your lives. And this is going to sound cheesy, but you know, it's like you can't put a price on falling in love with something, but you can sort of keep alive the things that make that discovery possible. And I can't strongly enough encourage people to you know, make that call, go to the website, and pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, which was a huge part of my upbringing. I grew up in Wisconsin, and it's a big part of what keeps my job going, what keeps National Public Radio going, and all of the music discovery stuff that we do. And so I just really encourage everybody, make the call. It's 888-202-2552. 1552 and WPR.org. Please call, make the pledge. If you're not already a member, become a member. And really, just, I can't thank you enough. I'm based in Washington, D.C., and we are incredibly grateful for everybody who supports their member station.
Well, thank you for that, Stephen. And we do appreciate you participating in our fall membership drive and putting together your list of recommendations. When we initially thought about this program, we wanted to kind of broaden our musical horizons, and we thought a lot of us, at least me, I thought that I was kind of stuck in this oldies rut, and I didn't really know a lot of new music or newer music. So I appreciate you broadening my horizons with your picks. You know, I took this a Power of Music workshop recently, and we were encouraged as our assignment to listen to different genres of music and listen to music from different time periods too. Not, you know, certainly we all remember those songs we grew up with or went to high school or college with, but it was so I'm on kind of a kick to listen to different types of music and from different eras too. So this is nice to get hear some more modern. And what would you say the genre of music that most of the songs you picked are from?
Well, you know, I mean, I certainly, you know, a lot of kind of, kind of rock and pop and folk derived music, you know, a lot of kind of contemporary, what often gets referred to as like indie rock, you know, is a lot of the stuff that speaks to me personally. I've also just been dipping more and more into, you know, into soul music and R&B and, you know, just kind of beautiful voices and beautiful sentiments. And, you know, so, you know, I played the Cody Chestnut earlier. Actually, you know, I also picked a song by Frank Ocean, who's a really remarkably talented young singer and songwriter. He has a record out this year called Channel Orange, and the song I picked, actually, if we could play a little bit, is called Thinking About You.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
When I'm thinking about you, oh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you, you, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever.
Ooh. You know, I can see how that song could be very powerful, especially if you're thinking about someone.
Well, yeah, and that record's another. I talk a lot about listening to music in the car, and that's another car record, in part because I will find myself trying to sing along with this falsetto, which God, nobody wants
to
hear.
No, I can't do that.
And it's the magic. It's the magic of the car is that you get to do that.
If you would like a list of songs, you need to listen to songs that are recommended by our guest, Stephen Thompson, Wisconsin native and reviewer for NPR Music. Make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Not only will you get the, half dozen or more songs that Stephen recommends, but we have probably a dozen more from Wisconsin Public Radio staff members as well.
Yeah, at least. It's a great way to expand your music library, expand your tastes, hear some music that you haven't heard before. These are songs you need to listen to, and a lot of these, from what you've been talking about already, Stephen, I'm hooked on several of these already, and I tend to not really like a whole lot of newer music. I like the older stuff as well. But
I don't really care for music.
But this is a lot of fun, and I learned a lot just by, you know, grabbing these songs for this show. So if that's something that you want to enjoy as well, make that pledge to WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and be sure to ask for the list of songs you need to listen to.
And we are at 15 pledges now toward that 53 pledge goal.
So my passionate plea brought four people to their phone.
Yes, that's right. That's good. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Let's hear from some callers. We have callers waiting online, and our next caller is Jill in Rhinelander. Hi, Jill.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. There's a song back from Kingston Trio days, The Merry Minuet. It applies today as well as it did back then.
Yeah? All right. Well, let's listen to it.
The whole world is festering with unhappy souls. The French hate the Germans, the Germans hate the Poles. Italians hate Yugoslavs, South Africans hate the Dutch.
Oh, everybody hates everybody.
Wow.
All right, so... Jill, you think that still applies today, huh?
Well, man's been endowed with a mushroom-shaped cloud, and we know for certain that some lovely day someone will set the spark off, and we will all be blown away.
Well, let's hope it's not today anyway. Jill, I mean, you know what? The Kingston Trio, I remember Where Have All the Flowers Gone? I think that was the very, very first protest song ever. Or at least of the modern era.
Wouldn't be the first ever, but it's a big one. And Kingston Trio was a big part of, again, I mean, Blondie and Kingston Trio, what do you know? A part of my musical upbringing. My parents were very, very, very into folk music. Tom Paxton and Peter, Paul and Mary and Kingston Trio and Bob Dylan. And, you know, it's certainly been a big part of the music that I grew up listening to, and I still love it.
Now let's see what Sally in Sparta recommends. Hi, Sally.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I really like feel-good songs like I Can See Clearly Now, Jimmy Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Also, anything Marvin Gaye. And I also like Sly and the Family Stone, Dance to the Music. It just really gets your heart going.
Sounds wonderful, Sally. Thanks very much. Yeah, those are all favorite songs, too. Any comment on those, Stephen?
Well, I mean, those are all great picks. And, I talked about the various things that music can do for us, and music that makes you feel, anything that makes you feel better, that doesn't hurt anybody, there's just nothing wrong with it. Music is perfect.
Stephen Thompson is our guest, editor and reviewer for NPR Music. Bill Mertens, producer for The Joy Cardine Show, is also with us. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Stephen Thompson, who is editor and reviewer for NPR Music. And Stephen, this is another one of your selections. Tell us about it.
Oh, Best Coast. This record was my summer. This was my summer album for 2012. Best Coast. It's a woman named Beth Cosentino. And just this wonderful kind of summery, throwbacky, girl groupy, really, really fun, sweet, kind of chimingly catchy stuff. The record's called The Only Place. That song, The Only Place, is one of my favorite songs of the year.
I like it. It's girl groupy. And this is one of the songs on our list of songs you need to listen to. Yours for a pledge of any amount during this hour. WPR.org or 888-202-2552, the number to call to make a pledge. You know, you can pledge any amount. It might be a $5 pledge or a $50 pledge or a $500 pledge. You might do the $10 a month pledge as well. That's a popular one. You can pay for it in monthly installments, just like that. $10 a month is $120 a year. And at that particular level, you can not only get the music, but you can be ultra cool in the Wisconsin Public Radio t-shirt. Yeah, it is the new snazzy teal blue t-shirt. It has a headset, mm-hmm. a pair of earphones, headsets on it surrounding the Wisconsin Public Radio logo. Mm-hmm. And it looks kind of cool.
So we decided that's teal blue?
That's what I read on the website, that it's teal.
There was some debate over that yesterday, but I can ride with that.
Yeah. And it's, but, you know, in fact, you can see a picture of yours truly with this T-shirt on. I think I put that on the. On the Drake Hardin Show Facebook page.
For a second, I thought you were saying that you were on the T-shirt, and I was like, "Oh,
that would be bad."
Gangbusters.
I am modeling the T-shirt, and I will keep my day job. But you can see what the T-shirt looks like. It's a nice T-shirt, and you can also get the list of songs you need to listen to. Stephen Thompson from NPR gave us a bunch, and so did Wisconsin Public Radio staff members. Yours for a pledge of $120 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Stephen, I don't want you to cry or anything, but we have 21 pledges so far, which is good.
That's not bad.
We have 6 minutes left?
Yes.
Yep, absolutely. We got 6 minutes left. Time to put the rally caps on. Yeah. We had such a great hour at 6 o'clock. Let's keep that momentum riding right into our week in review coming up. You can make your pledge of support at any amount. We'll put it to good use. No matter what the amount is, ask for the list of songs you need to listen to, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Stephen, was there another one that we have that we can listen to before we're done?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's listen to a singer-songwriter I just love named Sharon Van Etten, who started out as this very meek, very quiet, beautiful, beautiful, slow, gentle songs, and she's kind of become more of a rocker, and she put out this terrific record called Tramp earlier this year, and the song I want to play a little bit of is called Serpents.
All right. Amanda gives this thumbs up.
Yeah, that's a great record.
Yeah, and she is talking about serpents?
Yeah, she started out, she would write all these songs kind of about personal insecurity and these tiny moments. And as she's kind of bloomed out into more of a rocker, her stuff has gotten all kind of defiant and a little bit angrier. So you really get in her music the full spectrum of bitter emotions, which, you need that.
And I really like the drums in that song, by the way. It's just a steady, boom, boom. It's like boom, 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 boom. It's just kind of...
And we have to have some steady drums asking you for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio in this just 4 more minutes or so during this hour. You can continue to pledge during the news, and it will count during this hour as well. Make a pledge of any amount to help pay for the programming that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio that you count on every day. We count on listener support to pay the bills, and we ask you during this fall membership drive to chip in. WPR.org is where you can pledge online. You can also see the snazzy T-shirt online. Or call 888-202-2552 and make that pledge of any amount. And if it's a $120 pledge, you can ask for the T-shirt, and you'll also get the list of music.
Yep, be sure to ask for the list of songs you need to listen to. These are selections from our guest, Stephen Thompson, editor at NPR Music, and Iola native, by the way. Welcome back to Wisconsin via the radio, Stephen, by the way.
I wish I were there so much.
So ask for that list of songs you need to listen to, and also you'll get some recommendations from those of us on the WPR staff as well. So it's a pretty extensive list, and it can be yours with a pledge of any amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are now at 25 pledges, 26. See, they're just adding up one after another another.
My flop sweat soaked desperation is paying off.
And we appreciate each and every pledge. Carrie from Bloomer, she pledged this hour and says, I enjoy listening to Joy every morning on my way to work. Even topics I have no interest in seem to pull me in and I learn something new.
Yes.
So maybe this topic was one of those. No, I'm just...
In spite of our guest, I was really intrigued.
And one of the things I'm noticing here, we've got 12 new members this hour,
that's
which is
excellent.
Always great. We love to extend the WPR family, get more people on board so that we can continue to put forward programs like this and even some of our newsier programs that are going to be coming up next hour in the Week in Review. Again, make a pledge of any amount this hour and ask for the list of songs you need to listen to, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
27 and counting, Stephen. One by one, we've got the news for more to come in. Thank you so much for being with us. Once again, thank you so much for putting together this list of songs we need to listen to. I hope you'll be back soon.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Joy. Thank you, Bill. And thank you to everybody who's pledged to support Wisconsin Public Radio.
Stephen Thompson, editor and reviewer for NPR Music. Still time for you to get in that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Pledge any amount and ask for the list of songs you need to listen to. Pledge $120 or $10 a month or more, and you can have the WPR t-shirt as well.
Absolutely. It's a good-looking shirt. We talked about it a little bit ago. It's got the Wisconsin Public Radio right on the chest with headphones going around it. It can be yours, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you for pledging to Wisconsin Public Radio, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.